Penguin Random House Audio presents Facebook, The Inside Story by Stephen Levy. Read for you by Will Dameron. In memory of Lester Levy, 1920 to 2017. Sorry you didn't see that Super Bowl, Dad. Introduction. Hi, I'm Mark. The introduction is unnecessary. Mark Zuckerberg is one of the world's most recognizable faces. He's the CEO of Facebook, the world's largest social network, the world's largest human network of any kind ever, approaching 2 billion members, more than half of whom log in every day. It's made him, in today's reckoning, the sixth richest person in the world. And because he founded Facebook at such a tender age, 19, in his Harvard dorm room, he has become the go-to thumbnail in charts representing the mind-boggling opportunities that advanced technologies offer to even the young and obscure. He's beyond famous, and he's here, in Lagos, Nigeria. If there were any doubt who he is, this pleasant, brown-haired young man with a goofy smile and an apparent aversion to blinking is dressed exactly like Mark Zuckerberg. The signature t-shirt that signifies geek proletariat, but is actually a Brunello Cucinelli creation, $325 each. He's got a closet full of them, liberating him from having to make daily decisions on couture. Blue jeans and Nikes. Exactly what you'd expect to see if Facebook's founder and CEO were to amble in. What is unusual is that no one expected him to walk into this room, in this city, in this country, on this continent. The people in the sixth-floor loft-like studio of the co-creation hub, CC Hub, young entrepreneurs striving to buck the enormous odds against building successful tech companies in Lagos, Nigeria, have been told only that an unnamed executive from Facebook would appear today, August 30th, 2016, in advance of a Facebook-run boot camp event for tech startups. They had anticipated the mystery guest might be one of Zuckerberg's lieutenants, Ime Archibong, a North Carolina-raised son of Nigerian immigrants who had visited his heritage country previously. An appearance by Zuckerberg himself was too earth-shattering to contemplate. Indeed, Facebook planned the trip with CIA-level stealth, largely because of security concerns, but also with an eye toward milking the surprise and delight his appearance would generate. Zuckerberg had never set foot on this continent, and a visit was overdue. Zuckerberg has flown in from Italy, where he and his wife attended the wedding of his friend Daniel Ek, the CEO of Spotify. After the Lake Como nuptials, he and his retinue spent a few days in Rome, meeting with the Prime Minister and the Pope. Straight from the airport, he headed to the gritty Yaba neighborhood and CC Hub. The Lagos startup culture careens between an improbable optimism and a gallows humor regarding the monumental obstacles to success or even survival. But these were the people Zuckerberg wanted to meet, nerds with dreams. In the giant headquarters he built in Menlo Park, California, among the posters festooning the walls like a giant confetti blast of techno-propaganda, were dozens that read, "Be the Nerd." So while other tech magnates devoted their initial African venture to philanthropic themes, Zuckerberg scheduled no time to hug undernourished infants in remote villages. Instead, he would meet the software strivers. For a moment, the young tech entrepreneurs freeze in place, as if suspicious that they are viewing an apparition or some sort of hoax. Then, convinced by the evidence of their senses, they cry out in a burst of joy and rush forward as one to converge around their famous visitor, pumping his hand, posing for Zuck selfies, and hurriedly blurting out elevator pitches. Zuckerberg patiently interacts with them, maintaining his smile, looking each one in the eye, maybe holding the stare a bit too long. He's clearly happy. "These are my people," he says to me, as we head down the steps to talk to more entrepreneurs. Oh yes, I am trailing Mark Zuckerberg on this trip. It is the first reporting I am doing for a book about the rise of Facebook. On the bottom floor, there is a program called Summer of Code, where youngsters ages 5 to 13 are training on computers. He goes up to a pair of boys who are sharing a PC. They look to be around 7 or 8 years old. "Can you tell me what you've built?" he asks. bending down to their level so he is, as they are, looking up at a screen showing blinking dots purposefully moving in formation. A game, says one. Zuckerberg's eyes, which are wide at cruising level, open even farther, like the plastic oculi of a large stuffed animal. That's what he was doing at that age. Can you tell me how you built it? He asks. After a few more technical consultations with the children, can you show me the code? He's off to the next stop on his agenda, a startup that trains Central African engineers to do technical labor for big corporations. Zuckerberg has helped fund the effort through his foundation, which he has designated to ultimately receive 99% of his Facebook shares. Business visitors in Lagos rarely travel by foot in neighborhoods like Yaba, but Zuckerberg wants to walk through the streets. The sidewalks are aspirational, the dirt and concrete rutted with potholes and dotted with puddles. Cars and motorbikes buzz by. The pace is quick to zip by the people in the shanties and storefronts before they realize what's happening. One kid manages to scoot ahead of the group to shoot a selfie. Zuckerberg seems oblivious, chatting with Archibong as he heads his retinue. The scene is captured by his house photographer, a former Newsweek photojournalist who has traveled with multiple presidents. When those images hit the net, that two-block stroll among the people will make Zuckerberg a beloved figure in Nigeria. I thought it must be photoshopped, said a local engineer when he first encountered it. The next day, a run across a bridge, similarly documented on social media, will cement the image of this tech billionaire as a man of the people. The last stop of his first day in Africa is a tiny storefront at a busy intersection. It is one of a number of express Wi-Fi mom-and-pop franchises Facebook has helped fund, where locals beam internet from shops and businesses for small fees. This particular stand, which also takes sports bets, is run by Rosemary Njoku, a woman in a black spotted dress and headscarf. She has a friend with her who wears a long yellow print dress. Providing internet access to the next few billion, that is, people in underserved regions or who can't afford connections, has been Zuckerberg's passion for the past few years. He has promoted a variety of means to spread the internet, from exotic technologies like self-piloting drones to a controversial plan to give people free data plans that limit their access to a subset of popular applications, including Facebook. Express Wi-Fi is a small but promising aspect of this dream, called internet.org. The women greet Zuckerberg in the back of a narrow space that is very warm and close. There is barely room for the three to talk. Zuckerberg, his t-shirt showing spots of perspiration, begins to quiz Njoku. I'd like you to help me, says the world's then sixth richest man to a woman running a tiny business on a street corner in one of the world's poorest countries. What advice can you give me to make this better for you? The question momentarily startles Njoku, but she recovers quickly. More meters. Zuckerberg looks at her quizzically. More meters for the Wi-Fi, to reach a bigger space, more people, she says. Zuckerberg is momentarily silent. What else, he wants to know. Hashtags, she says. Hashtag it's up, so people know the Wi-Fi is working. Zuckerberg brightens. That's something we can do, he says. The first one is pretty hard. He explains a bit about the technical difficulties and quickly loses his audience. The next day, Zuckerberg holds a town hall for local software developers. He loves this format, much preferring it to lecturing or being interviewed fireside style by pesky journalists. He takes special pride in telling the crowd that Facebook has built a satellite that will expand internet coverage to many unserved areas of Africa, including Nigeria. The results will soon be delivered, as the bird is on the launch pad now, on a SpaceX rocket ship, Elon Musk's company. One of the pre-submitted questions the moderator has on hand asks how easy or hard it had been for Zuckerberg to move from the total control of a software developer to the fuzzier domain of running a company. Did he miss just coding? I'm an engineer, like a lot of you guys, he says. And for me, engineering comes down to two real principles. The first is that you think of every problem as a system, and every system can be better. No matter how good or bad it is, you can make anything better. And that goes for you whether you're writing code or you're building hardware or your system is a company. Facebook, he says, attacks problems of business and
sample complete. Ready to continue?